morning all. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel of Maseches Yoma over here. And continuing in the discussion of the preparations for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur came, so Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Masru lo zekinim miziknei beisdin. So they assigned to the Kohen Gadol sort of like two elders who were from the court, from the Sanhedrin, to basically be his teacher for the week before Yom Kippur. And the reason why is, we'll discuss in a second, the Koran lefanav b'seder hayom, they would read to him the entire seder hayom, the entire service of the day of Yom Kippur, from the Psukim in Vayikra, v'yomer melo, and they would say to him, and I always remember this line because it's so starkly disrespectful, and it sort of goes to the fact that not every Kohen Gadol that we've had in our history has always been so holy, or even a good person at all. So the way they say it is, Ishi Kohen Gadol, excuse me, sir, Mr. Kohen Gadol man, Krata Beficha, you should read this passage with your mouth, in other words, the psukim that they just read to him. Shema shachachta, just in case you forgot its laws. O shema lo lamadator, in case you have not even learned them at all. It's just you could feel the disrespect. And again, this all goes back to the fact that there were not always kohanim gadolim. They're not always high priests that were the holiest of people. Erev Yom Kippur Shacharis, on the day before Yom Kippur in the morning, ma'amidim oso b'shar mizrach, they would stand him at the eastern gate of the temple courtyard, they would sort of stand him there, and they would pass in front of him, they would give him bulls, rams, and sheep, and the like, so that he should sort of make sure that he would focus on them, and that he would make sure that he was proficient in all the laws of the Yom Kippur service, so they would pass all them before him. Mishnah Dal continues, Kol Shavas Hayimim, all of the 7 days beforehand, Lo Hayumonin Mimenu Machal Mishnah, they wouldn't withhold anything, any food or drinks, this guy could eat or drink whatever he wanted, Aval Erev Yom, the word Aval is not here, but I'm saying Aval, but Erev Yom HaKippurim Im Chashicha, on the day before Yom Kippur, right as Yom Kippur was about to start, or as nightfall was coming, Lo Hayumanichim Osol Echol Harbeid, they would not give him much to eat at all, because eating a lot could bring a person to fall asleep. You know, you have a nice long meal, all you want to do is go to sleep, and the problem with the Kohen Gadol is that they don't let him sleep. There's a concern that if he would sleep, then he might have a seminal emission or things of the like, and therefore he'd become tummy. And again, that's the worst thing that could happen, that the Kohen Gadol becomes tummy in Yom Kippur. That was a big no-no, and therefore they wouldn't let him sleep at all, so therefore they wouldn't let him eat so much. There were also, they wouldn't let him eat other foods at all that would sort of warm the body and the like, that would be more likely to cause a seminal emission. So again, they would try to avoid all this so the Kohen Gadol will never have a seminal mission. And it's interesting to note that I believe never in Jewish history did the situation happen where a Kohen Gadol did have such a situation happen. It was a miracle, but nonetheless, they didn't want to take any chances, so they did not allow him to sleep at all. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay. For now, we'll stop.